in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Tri-County Tech offers practical training with a simpler pathway to a career in law enforcement. Get your pre-police academy training right at Tri-County Technical College. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CRJ. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CRJ.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Road Rage. Mark Childressen for Walt Deptula. Vive Broadband phone line still open, 654-7627. Hit us up on the Help There text line, 986-1566. What's the worst rule in sports? That was my question of the day. It's kind of coming back around here at the end of the last hour. We've got a couple of texts on it as well, if you want to jump in on that. Morgan Thomas of the Morgan Thomas Show is here with me. He's been doing a lot of great videos on Clemson targets and Clemson recruits. Go check him out on Facebook and YouTube. You can see those. If you've got any questions for him, I'm going to ask him some more recruiting questions here in a little bit. We will definitely get to those as well. Some breaking news. If you missed it, maybe you're just getting in your car. You haven't been on social media much today. But ESPN announcing a set of Clemson football game times. Here we go. If you haven't heard it, big news. Tigers home opener with South Carolina State. That'll be September the 11th on the ACC Network, a 5 o'clock p.m. kickoff, kind of a unique kickoff time that day. And the very next Saturday against Georgia Tech at home, that will be a 3:30 kickoff on either ABC or ESPN. Of course, the opener in Charlotte was previously announced as a 7:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC. So September 4th against Georgia, 7:30. September 11th against South Carolina State, 5 p.m. September 18th against Georgia Tech, 3:30 p.m. No noon kickoff in September for, I believe, the third consecutive season, but I might be wrong on that. And I think that's the best news of all. It'll be a little bit more bearable later in the day. What's your favorite kick time, Morgan, for the games?
Oh man, if it's a game that I just got to see for Clemson, I mean, I want it at 12 o'clock, man. I love the lights. Don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
But it's stressful waiting. stressful waiting all night, you know. And then they say 8 o'clock. They say 8 o'clock, but they don't ever really
mean 8:19. Yeah,
you're in TV. You know how it is. It's you know, they say 8 o'clock. Yeah, you better get ready for 8:45 because they got to preview everybody.
Trust me, when the football notes come out, because I do some of the pregame stuff on Tiger Tailgate Show, I always go right to what is it, because it'll say on the notes when they send them out to the media what the actual kick time is. And it's very rarely, it's 7:07 or, you know, 8:19. So what is that, 7:30 kickoff? That might be 7:30. That'll probably mean like 7:39 or something like that. We'll see.
It feels a lot longer than that. Like you're just saying 7 or 9 minutes. It doesn't.
So you're a very anxious and nervous Clemson fan on the day of games. I'm just learning this about you. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I wake up in the morning, I got a little miniature Howard's Rock, I rub it and I run down the stairs to get breakfast. And you know, I'd much prefer.
And then you chew your fingernails all day and keep looking at the clock nervously, waiting for the kick.
Yeah, you know, and then I put my jersey on, my helmet, and get ready. No, I don't have that yet. But
yes.
But yeah, I usually am one of those guys, especially during the game. A lot of people don't like to come over to my house because I'm standing up the whole time. I cannot sit down. The couch and everything looks beautiful because I never sit in it.
Are you a superstitious fan? I'm very much a. You've been sitting in that seat and Clemson's ahead by 10 points, so we're not going to move. Or, you know, hey, Clemson's not doing well. Maybe we need to shake things up. Or do you have superstitions and things like that? Or you're just pacing around yelling at the TV, it sounds like.
When they lost the first national championship, I was always wearing something with the opposing team's color. Kind of as a jinx. In a sense, maybe it's socks, maybe it's something else, but you know, on the outside I was all orange.
Yes.
But, you know, somewhere on my body I had something red, blue, gold, whatever, just to kind of like, I don't know, whatever, jinx it somehow. I don't know, you know, or maybe protect, I don't know, whatever it is. But then I went to the opposite and just wore all orange, everything. Like I tried to, you know, like my buddy Big Al, just wear orange everything. I didn't like that either. So, but now I've kind of gone away from the superstitious clothes, you know, and I just, you know, like I said, I just try to, you know, focus on the game. I don't really have much. I didn't have any last year.
Okay. And the Tigers came up short, so that might be on you for not putting something in place.
Oh, yeah, it could be. It could be. I need to go back and rethink what shirt was I wearing against Ohio State, and you know, maybe burn that one.
I'm not a nervous fan, but you know, doing the pregame on the Tiger Tailgate Show definitely helps. I mean, because for me, I'm focused all day on that, right? Preparing for it, making sure that it goes well. And by the time I'm finished with that and you kind of detox from doing all of it, you're like 45 minutes from kick. So it doesn't give me a ton of time to worry too much about it. But hey, we did get a question in on the text line, Morgan. Way too early national championship game matchup. Who you got?
Man. Well, let's say Clemson. I think if they show their dominance against Georgia September 4th, you've got basically a clean slate all the way through, I feel like. I think their schedule is good. I think the same for Georgia as well.
Yeah.
Clemson and Georgia, that first game of the season, could they end up meeting each other again?
I think it's a possibility.
I think it's a possibility, too. I think that would be fun to see, okay, Clemson, Georgia met first game of the season. What can they do the last game of the season?
See, Georgia's my least favorite team in college football. See, I'm bringing it up again, Ramona. I don't want to see them. Even though I think they're going to be really good this year and I think they could win the SEC, I don't want to see that matchup in the national title game.
My aunt that I love so much, she went to Georgia. So I have to kind of say a little bit, you know, I don't hate them.
Yes.
Because, you know, she went there. But, Walt was telling me, don't sleep on Texas A&M. I went and watched.
That seems insane to me.
It does. It does. But if you look at their roster, they got the pieces. They've got the wide receivers. They've got the running backs. They're going to have a really good defense. But they can't allow another team like Alabama to score 50. Well, they might not have to worry about it because Alabama lost all their components to that, you know, team that blew them out. And this Haynes King guy, I was like, Haynes King, really? I haven't really looked into him. I watched his film today. He's like a poor man's Trevor Lawrence. He's mobile. Not. I wouldn't say like Johnny Football mobile. Like
he's not. What year is he?
He, you know, I got it somewhere, but he's a 4-star guy.
He's not a true freshman, though.
No.
Coming
no,
in.
I don't think
okay.
so. No, no. So, but, you know, they do have a true freshman that they think might take his place, too.
I don't think Texas A&M's team was very good last year. I mean, I know they ended up really high, but there's no – I can't get my head around the idea of them being in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, but when you watch his film, I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty legit. They got the new offensive coordinator that is not the one when Clemson played him that is like, you know, basically winding the clock down to the very last second before they hiked the ball,
right.
Which drove me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. We'll see what they can do. I think Texas A&M has a decent schedule, too, that sets it up. If they can get over the hump of Alabama, they really, I mean, Auburn's rebuilding, LSU's rebuilding as well. Everybody says LSU. I don't know. It's like, you know, basically Joe Brady's team because Ed Orgeron called Joe Brady and said, hey, who do I hire?
Yeah.
So I don't really even get where the direction of that head coach, what he's doing there, other than just you know answering questions at press day. But I'm not sold on LSU, even though they got a ton of returners.
Right, so who's your Texas natty A&M. Matchup? That's the question.
I'm going to say Texas A&M Clemson. Military
publicly.
Schools.
You realize we're on the radio. You're putting this out publicly that Texas A&M is going to make the national title game. I'm just kidding.
This isn't like YouTube where I can edit it.
Right. Yes, this will live in perpetuity, and we'll figure all that out. You know what? I'm going to say Clemson versus Oklahoma. I'm not a believer in Alabama this year. I think Alabama's going to be great, but I just don't feel like they're going to be national title contenders. I can't get myself to put Georgia in that national title game, even though I have said this week, I think there's a very good chance that Georgia wins the SEC this year. I'm not buying Texas A&M. And there's not a whole lot left. I think Ohio State has to take a step back, I believe, from last year. So I'll go Oklahoma-Clemson. That'd be a good matchup.
I mean, you know, if you asked me last week.
I hope it's Clemson-Texas A&M because then the Tigers will be raising a trophy. I don't see it.
If you asked me last week, I would have said Georgia-Clemson for a rematch. I think it's just because I watched a couple of film on their recruits. But, you know, so recency bias.
Interesting. So I know you've been, Morgan Thomas from The Morgan Thomas Show. You can find it on Facebook and YouTube. Give him a follow over there on both of those. So you've been doing a bunch of videos on recruiting targets and recruits. So what's the next video coming up for you, I guess? Who are you going to work on next, or who are you thinking about right now?
Well, we just closed the books on the quarterbacks that are in play for Clemson for 2023.
Okay. So who are those guys?
One you should know, Arch Manning.
Of course.
Which is obviously, he has family. You know, you might remember.
It's a small pedigree.
You might remember, I think it's like Joe Manning, I think, or something like that. Yeah. But, yeah, so
Pete Manning.
I couldn't confirm this, but I've heard that he's going to be, you know, showing up this summer.
Yep.
I couldn't confirm it anywhere, but, you know, it'll be nice to see five-star guy. And then there's two other guys, you know, I can't think off the top of my head. I'll have to, you know, bring up their names. But Imalava is another guy that is like a four-star guy, could be a five-star guy that's going to, I believe, be very interested in Clemson. And he is also a cousin of DJU.
Yep.
And so there's some ties there. So he's all in California, but you can bring him in too.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like he's not the big bulky guy. You know, he's more of a, I would say, slender, mobile guy. So definitely can see shades of previous number four in his game as well. So I'm looking to see what Clemson can do because you've got Cade Klubnik, who is going to be the guy who will learn under DJ for 1 year and have his chance. But you've got to still go after that next generational guy.
Right.
You can't lose sight on that. You got to keep going after. For me, it's keep getting those big, massive defensive linemen and keep getting those big-time elite quarterbacks, no matter what state they come from. You got to keep going after them. You know, you got to space them out, though, as Clemson, you know, Clemson had that problem one time of having too many all at once.
Yeah.
But 2023 is going to be the year of can they land a five-star generational guy. You know, we say everybody's generational every single year.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's been a big – you didn't think there'd be another Deshaun after he left. And then obviously Trevor in some ways raised the bar over what Deshaun did. And again, Walt is one of them. There's a lot of people out there that are very high on DJU. I don't think we're going to be losing a lot at quarterback, which is tough to say when you're losing Trevor Lawrence. But from a ability and size and, you know, checks all the boxes perspective, heads on straight, DJU checks all those boxes. So it should be interesting. For sure. Again, continuing on with Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show. Morgan, you've talked a little bit about recruiting for the defensive line and the defensive backs and things like that. Any skill position guys you've got your eyes on that you think are interesting coming up in this next class?
In the next class, well, let me tell you. So, Branson Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't already know this guy, he broke records on my YouTube channel for views. And there's a dogfight. He's a guy from Mississippi, dogfight for him from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, you know, the usual suspects. You get all the comments on YouTube. Oh, he's a dog. Forget about it. Clemson, you know, go take a back seat. He's going to be a bulldog, you know,
mm-hmm.
forget it.
Yep.
You got Alabama fans getting there. Oh, no, you dog fans need to take a back seat. You know, it's Alabama all the way, right?
Yep.
So this guy is squatting like 800 pounds, deadlifting 700 pounds. If you go on Instagram and see this guy, I mean, he is got 15 pack abs. I mean,
yep.
he is just a monster. He is ready. It's so difficult to tackle. I mean, when you watch his film, it's like, okay, he can't possibly play in a good region. He must be outmanned. Everybody must be outmanned compared to him. And I get people from Mississippi saying, no, Morgan, Mississippi football is legit. Like this guy, yes, his record's not really the best. That his team, Germantown mm-hmm. is not the best, but he is legit, and his competition is up there. It's not like he's playing against scrubs all the time, but he is definitely somebody who's skyrocketed. Still a high 4-star, but I think he'll finish up as a 5-star because he is definitely somebody. But he is supposed to be coming this summer as well. We'll see what Clemson can do. Clemson definitely needs to get a running back. You have Malusi that's gone. You had Lynjay Dixon that's not going to be. We're looking at 2022, right? So
right.
Lynjay Dixon going to be leaving after this year, more than likely. So, you know, you've got two spots. Personally, everybody already thinks Trevor Etienne is going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people in Louisiana are like, oh, no, LSU's got him. LSU's not going to let him slip away this time.
Yes.
Like they did his brother. So I could see him doing something different from his brother, but then there's a lot of people in the Clemson camp that are like, nah, don't worry about it. He's just being quiet right now. He's not really saying nothing, but he's going to eventually wear orange like mm-hmm. his brother. So, you know, don't really know which way he's leaning, but for me, the guy I like to see most of all is that Branson Robinson guy because, man, just get a bruiser that can just tear you up as a running back is something I have longed for a long time at Clemson.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent in the running back room this year. It's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out and how the carries are divided up this year as opposed to how they've been divided up in the past, because you know that they will, and there's still a lot of bodies in there that have a lot of talent. So that's going to be one of the challenges of the offensive staff is to keep everybody happy and get them the carries that they need and that they want. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will continue on with Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show. If you want to jump in on the Vibe broadband phone lines, 654-7627. If you've got any questions or topics that you want to talk about, you can also ask those questions on the Health Dare text line, 986-1566. Mark Childers here filling in for Walt Deptula all week long, and this is Road Rage.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun Filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Get two Cajun Filet biscuits for just $5 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan, and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560. The Roar.
Welcome back into Road Rage. Mark Childress in for Walt Deptula. Vibe Broadband phone lines are open, 654-7627. Do you ever have a moment where you just lose control of a situation? Has that ever happened to you before? Because it happened to me during the break where we talked about wrestling the entire... Morgan, what are you doing? You and Ramona talked about wrestling the entire break. So what is it? AEW wrestling? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Is it A&W root beer? No. It's not A&W root beer. It's AEW.
All Elite Wrestling. It's the new promotion.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. It's been out for maybe 2 years.
Okay.
They started, you know, and then COVID happened. So it's like, you know, kind of a bummer there. But, you know, they're.
And yeah. There's a big match this weekend.
Well, yeah, there's a big pay-per-view this weekend, Double or Nothing.
Like are you said, are you buying the pay-per-view?
You know, I'm a YouTube guy.
I'm gonna find a way to
watch it.
Okay.
Maybe not buy it, but find a way to watch
all
it.
All right, we won't say that publicly and on the air.
Really?
So there's a big match this weekend. It's what is this, Saturday night?
What I'm saying, I might go somewhere that is airing it for free.
There you go.
Let's just say that.
Go to a sports bar or something like that.
Yeah.
This is Saturday night. AEW pay-per-view Saturday night. And what's the big match? Giving you your floor here. You've been wanting to talk wrestling.
I'm missing it. Okay, it's Sunday night, by the way.
It's Sunday night. Okay,
my bad. May 30th, 8 p.m.
Okay.
You know, you got Sting coming back with Darby Allin.
For the first time
in 15 years. Now, Sting was a guy, when I was in elementary school, like, you know, I had his t-shirt. Like, I wore it, like, every day. My mom had to make me not wear it, so that I had to change up my outfit.
But okay.
You got Cody Rhodes, who is Dusty Rhodes' son.
Okay, you know, I've heard of that guy.
And it's, the American Dream is his name, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But he's the American Nightmare, okay?
Oh, so he's like a bad guy.
Yeah, well, he's kind of, sort of. But he is one of the owners or one of the executive vice presidents. He's going to have American flag and wear American flag trunks, and he's going to go against a guy from Great Britain, a go-go, and they're going to, you know, duke it out as basically like America versus Britain, kind of an you know,
well, we know who'll win that
versus a country. I think he's going to win. Yeah, yes. I think, you know, America okay. all the way.
Yeah, yep. He's playing the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months from now, he'll be the bad guy.
Yeah, and then, you know, the biggest thing for me.
People are texting in response to this, Morgan.
They
so
should.
Keep going.
They
yeah,
should.
All right. I'm going to give you another, like, minute here.
They should. You got the Inner Circle. It's probably going to be, maybe, some speculating, their last hurrah as a group, about five or six guys, with Chris Jericho.
Okay.
As
I've heard of Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho is the leader now. He's a lot older now. And they tried to write him off last week and didn't really work out. Fans were kind of mad, so they're assuming he's going to go on tour with his rock band.
Okay,
so they got to write him off of air to go on tour. So that's kind of the assumption there.
And then he has a rock band.
Yeah, Fozzy. Yeah, and he comes out to his music, and everybody knows that you chant it.
Okay,
and it's pretty awesome. It's going to be even better when it's full capacity.
I do like the idea of hearing full capacity sports. So that's good.
And then you've got Kenny Omega against Orange Cassidy, who may very well wrestle with his hands in his pockets the entire time.
Why? Is that his stick?
That's just his thing.
Okay. All right.
You know, that's just his thing. And, you know, so, but Kenny Omega, probably the best wrestler that most Americans have never heard of. But he is one of the, I mean, it basically.
If I am most Americans, I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, Kenny Omega, guy from Japan, killed it. You know, headlined many Japanese.
Is he Japanese?
No.
Okay.
No,
I was going to say, his name is
Canadian.
Kenny Omega. So, okay.
You know, if you're Canadian, you're a good wrestler. You know it.
Okay. Interesting.
So.
A couple of people have texted.
It's time to get in and let's talk about it. It's time to get in, really. I mean, who wants to talk about college football, really?
I think there are people.
I'm lying.
Yeah, no, it's good. Well, I mean, again, I'm excited that you're excited for it. And then you said you wanted to bring up Formula One as well. So you have the floor as well. Formula One season's been weird this year, right?
Well, the thing is,
I follow it just enough to be dangerous.
You got to watch the Netflix series. That's how I got into it.
I've heard that it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I never watched Formula One. I'm not a. Yep. I kind of got into NASCAR, but then going around in the same circle over and over and over. And then I really hated it when the drivers kind of changed sponsors and changed colors, and then you can't really tell who's who anymore.
Yeah.
So I got out of it, after all that, and then. Formula One came along with the Netflix series, and I was like, wow, this is behind the scenes. They have all these really cool engineers, and, I mean, they have, like, sensors on literally every part of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, they know, the driver says, hey, there's a rattle, and they know exactly where it's coming from, why it's happening, and sometimes they can remotely correct it, and it's just crazy how technologically advanced these Formula One cars are. But the Netflix part, you know, it is – you know, something you might want to watch with the kids asleep because they drop a lot of adult words.
Oh, sure.
But it's great. I mean, behind the scenes, you get to see, you get to really get to know the drivers really well, which I think like other sports could do better with getting to, especially like NASCAR or whatever, they could do better golf, getting to know those specific stars so you can like get attached to them. Because I feel like I'm attached to some of these race car drivers that, you know, I mean, that are all mostly European. But you got Lewis Hamilton.
Course,
who is dominant. Seven-time champion, Great Britain guy. You know, he's still in the Mercedes-Benz and doing amazing, but didn't win at Monaco, which is one of the most iconic races out there. It's been around forever, but it's a street race. But Monaco, the problem is, back in the day, the cars were really small, and so you could pass in these small European towns on the street tracks.
Right.
Now these cars are giant.
Ah.
So it's all about qualifying.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of boring race, honestly, because the person who gets pole wins. Well, the person who got pole, Charles Leclerc from Ferrari, crashed right after he got pole. So he crashed in like 30 seconds to go at the end of qualifying, and then Red Bull won. And so, you know, hopefully I didn't spoil that for you. But now Red Bull, which is an energy drink.
Yes.
But they are now, you know, like 1 point ahead of Lewis Hamilton, who is basically won for 7 years.
Yes.
So it's like, wow, is Lewis Hamilton losing it? You know, the 23-year-old taking over now, the 34-year-old is, you know, slipping. But I don't think so. I think Lewis has still got a lot left in him, and the Mercedes-Benz car is just so much faster and better. But it is more exciting than last year. Last year was pretty – I mean, I liked having it because it was one of the only sports you could watch.
Right.
But it was pretty tough because Lewis won literally everything. But
is there a race this weekend?
There's not a race this weekend. They're going. Okay. They're going to travel from Monaco to Baku, Azerbaijan, I think is the way I'm saying it.
Okay.
And it's another street race, but it's in the Middle East, so the roads are bigger, so they have a chance to overtake and pass people a lot easier. So it's going to be a little bit more exciting. But
okay.
You know,
instead of a parade going around with just cars one behind the other with no one passing, which is what sounds like it happened this last week.
And you say that, but it's a beautiful racetrack. I mean, you're going around a casino. I've seen
Monaco.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's, you know, the richest of rich in their yachts watching it. You know, it's beautiful, but it is, there's not a lot of passing.
And I assume you've seen Ford versus Ferrari, the movie.
You know, I have not.
Morgan. Okay, find that thing Amazon or Apple tonight and watch it. It's a wonderful movie, and I don't know anything about cars or any of this at all.
I named my dog Shelby because of the Shelby Mustang.
And you still haven't seen this movie?
I have not seen the movie, no.
Okay, you're not allowed back on this show until that movie has been watched.
I don't know why I haven't seen it.
Watch it this weekend. It sounds like you're going to have some time.
Does it really?
Huh?
Well, because there's no race, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Are you saying I'm not busy on the
weekends? No, I was going to say maybe a pregame, your AEW. Do I have that right?
I'll tell you what, I am busy on the weekends, okay? I got to cut the grass.
I wasn't saying it like that.
I have to cut the grass, all right?
There you go. Cut the grass, watch Ford versus Ferrari, then your wrestling stuff. And you mentioned this earlier, but the owner of AEW also owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Well, his dad, you know, is the Shad Khan or whatever. He's the Jacksonville Jaguars guy. Tony Khan is the GM Booker guy. He's the son.
Okay.
Tony was, you could see him during draft day. He was there. He was crunching the numbers. He's got a finance degree from, I don't know, Harvard or something. Some really good school. So he's a number cruncher. But he was in there on draft day in the room.
Interesting.
You can see it when they play back where they couldn't get Trevor on the call. You know, they called him three times.
Yes.
Went straight to voicemail. You can see Tony Khan there.
Interesting.
In the background, yeah.
So that kind of brings it all together. So Clemson fans should be watching AEW wrestling pay-per-view with you at a sports bar location on Sunday night.
Okay. Let's do it.
There we go. We'll get something going. Hey, Vibe Broadband phone lines are open, 654-7627. Hey, you do have the Athlon preseason magazine, and I know you've been pouring through it. Any, what does it say about Clemson in there? Any revelations about Clemson, or what have you learned about the Tigers or maybe some other ACC teams out of there? Because I know you've been researching that thing hard the last few days.
Yeah, it just came out. So you go check it out, you know, wherever magazines are sold, I guess. But, you know, they still got Clemson up there. I was looking at the top 10, really, and it's not – I think it goes back to what we were talking about, the level of competition, national competition.
Yeah.
And it's the same teams that were all even before this magazine came out. If you set probably 10 random Clemson or college football fans out, they probably picked the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just – you know, it's just not a lot of change, at least from last year to this year. So Alabama's up there, which I agree with in the sense that they have to be knocked off, even though they lost a lot.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Walt already dropped them down. I get that too, but to me, let's let them knock themselves down off the hill, and then Clemson's number two. I agree with Clemson in the sense, you know, the schedule looks great. I know everybody beats them up about the ACC, but they definitely got things they got to address. I mean, it's nothing new under the sun there from last year, though. The offensive line, I think you talked with EMAC about it.
Yeah.
Offensive line has got to step it up, and they say that they can. They say that they have depth now. I'm looking, and they do. I mean,
yes.
And they are starting to get high-level guys, the guys from the upstate, Colin Sadler, I believe, and Blake Miller, another guy. They're getting guys that are like 92, 94, 96 overall rated guys from 24/7. So they are now starting to kind of like bring in a good group of offensive linemen, can they piece it all together? It's, you know, it's about getting it all at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, DJ's not going to be here for very long. So, you know, are you going to have a great offensive line, no quarterback? You know, yeah. You don't want that, right?
No.
So it's got to get it all into place. So that's the big deal for me is Clemson's got to get this all together. I think they got a good shot at it, though. I mean, the defense and the defensive line, as everybody knows, is pretty stacked. They got some guys up there nobody's heard of, like Capehart and Trey Williams.
Yep.
Those guys will be starting on just about every other team.
Yeah, it's going to be a good season and some interesting things to watch. And, yeah, Emac said offensive line is the most important thing to him as he's focused on it as an ex-offensive lineman. Hey, let's go to the the Vibe Broadband phone line, 654-7627. We've got Ed on here who wants to talk racing. Ed, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to intervene before this thing got off track with Formula One and, you know, wrestling and everything else. Answer me this, and I got to be honest. I chased that NASCAR circuit for many, many years. Been to, I don't know, about 50 races.
Oh, wow.
All over the Southeast and one in New Hampshire, oddly enough. But shouldn't they be running the qualifying today for the World 600? That'll be Sunday, am I right?
I think it will. It be Sunday, or will they run it on Monday since it's Memorial Day?
I don't know. They used to do it on Sunday, but nobody knows. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. Once Earnhardt got killed, and all the legendary drivers were leaving, retiring, I kind of lost interest. And then with the rule changes, they kind of went corporate and priced out me, being middle class America, or lower class, lower middle class. And it just got to be too much. You could go sit on the backstretch, $35 camp for free, get to bring your own cooler into the track. Whoa! Man, you want to talk about fan friendly. So, you know, but I actually watched Earnhardt win in Talladega.
Oh, nice.
In April of 99. And I don't know how many people were there. It was probably 100,000, something like that. I don't know. It's a 2.5 mile track.
Yep.
But, you know, those days are gone. And, I mean, I don't keep up really with any of it anymore. And I think that's something we lost as, a sport due to corporate greed, for lack of a better word, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. And, Ed, qualifying for the Coca-Cola 600 is Saturday morning, and the race starts at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
There you go. Well, I guess they shortened that then. I guess they'll probably still have, I don't know what the series is under.
No, they're doing it. It's the Xfinity series now, and they've got qualifying early that morning for that race, and then that race is Saturday afternoon. So they're kind of jamming it all in together. They do Xfinity qualifying, then they do NASCAR qualifying, then the Xfinity race is Saturday afternoon, and then the Sunday NASCAR Cup Series race is World 600 at 6 o'clock. So crazy. Jam it all in there.
There you go. Yeah, that's true. And I guess the Indy 500 will be Sunday starting about noon, maybe.
I think that's right. That is this weekend. I know Fred Cunningham up at WSPA, I believe this is his either 50th or 51st straight Indy 500 that he will attend in person. He's from that area. So, yeah, that race is this weekend as well. Hey, I'm up against a commercial, Ed. I got to let you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. See you.
All right, thanks. Hey, Georgia Jeff, I see you and some others on the broadband, on the Vibe broadband phone line. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. Be back for the final segment of the show here with Morgan Thomas. I'm Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. And this is Road Rage.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Never is a long time, but it may be safe to say you'll never find a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Pre-owned prices have soared due to lack of new inventory nationwide, and George Coleman Ford wants your pre-owned vehicle. The process is hassle and fee-free. It's as quick as them assessing your vehicle, quoting you a price, and writing you a check. Read the George Coleman Ford reviews and see why doing business with them is the best choice. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
At the Healthcare Clinic, our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reversed my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free, because they won't let you do it alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Introducing the Lowe's List. While there's innovation in every aisle, these are some of our experts' top picks for 2021. Customize any load with the Whirlpool 2-in-1 washer. Control your home with a touch, thanks to Samsung Connected Appliances. Repel the rain with HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Everlast. And keep the job going longer with the exclusive new line of Flex Power Tools, made for pros. To see who made the full Lowe's List, visit Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Welcome back in. Final segment of Road Rage today. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. I'm here with Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show, taking your calls. Last segment, we talked Formula One. Do I call it wrestling or do I call it wrestling, Morgan?
I think you got to say wrestling.
Okay, wrestling and college football. And we do have Georgia Jeff. He's on the Vibe broadband phone line, 654-7627. Wants to talk about Georgia versus Clemson. Georgia Jeff, man, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing well. Always good to hear from you. What are your thoughts? We're 100 days. I don't know if you saw that earlier today, but 100 days from right now, we will be kicking off between, well, let's see, we'll be about an hour from kickoff, I guess, between Georgia and Clemson.
Yeah.
It will be here. I mean, it's going to be a long summer, but
yeah.
The days will get faster and faster.
Yeah.
I haven't formally made an official prediction because, again, if everyone understands Georgia and their program, we kind of have to wait until, like, literally a week before kickoff before we start really poking our chests out, because there's a lot that happens in Athens in the summer, and I still haven't figured that out yet.
You're saying it, not me, so I'll allow it, but you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but, I mean, I think some of it's a thing of the past. We seem to be doing pretty well the last few years, but a couple things I'd like to address real quick. Number one, I haven't really heard a Clemson fan call into this station, rightfully so. It is Clemson affiliated. Really worried about the game or concerned. I feel like they feel pretty confident, and they should. But I find that kind of funny that not just one Clemson fan has doubts about it. Number two, all I've heard for the last, you know, really since George Pickens went down is, you know, oh, Georgia's offense it's done. It's, you know, JT Daniels is going to struggle. He lost his security blanket. The last time I checked, Big O, Darnell Washington still plays at Georgia. We still have Caris Jackson. We still have Jermaine Burton. And we still have highly talented wide receivers in that program. All right, don't make no mistake about it. All those guys are high four-star. Even some are five-star players, okay?
All right.
And the last thing I'll say – off, you know, take it off the air. The secondary is a concern. However, there are, once again, highly talented players in position to play and compete. I don't know what that's going to equate to game one. Could be big trouble for some of the young guys. However, we did get the transfer from West Virginia, Tyke Smith. From what I know about him personally, seen him play and when I've seen his stats, he's very, you know, he's very talented player.
Yep.
And I'll throw this in there: what if Mr. Kendrick from Clemson decides to commit to Georgia? Does that change the look of the secondary? And I'll take it off air.
Yeah, no, Georgia Jeff, great stuff, man, and a really good rundown. And I think it does. I mean, DK's got the talent to go in, and especially, like you said, there's going to be some competition in the defensive secondary for Georgia. DK's got the talent to play anywhere in the country. He just played at Clemson. He could go play there. It could be interesting. That is a storyline that will be interesting to watch. And I talked about this a lot, I guess on Tuesday was when this news broke that Georgia is expecting the legal charges against him for gun and marijuana to be dropped. And that evidently would make him eligible to leave the portal and go to Georgia. So I think it's all but done, you know, once some legal things go down. What's your take on Kendrick going there? Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because I talked to Richmond about this. And is there something to him knowing all the playbook, knowing all the tendencies of the wide receiver? Is there this one element that it could be some type of even small advantage for Georgia in the game, that they might have a little bit of insight into Clemson that they might not have otherwise? And in games like this, it comes down to a couple of plays. I mean, if DK knows something and can tip them off on it and it makes a difference on two plays, that could be a big difference in a game like that. That's kind of number one. And then number two, I don't want to call him a hothead because that's not fair, but he was definitely an emotional player who I felt like could get a little bit distracted sometimes when things didn't go his way. So will Clemson lean into that a little bit if he does play in that game?
Well, first of all, I know non-Clemson fans are going to love this, but what is he going to bring to Georgia for Clemson? Is he going to bring in a playbook? Is he going to bring in some insider information?
Yeah.
Is he going to, you know, basically give Georgia the upper hand about what Clemson's defense does in certain situations? And I say to that, no, because all we've heard about is all Clemson does is steal signs anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So we wait till the very last minute. Clemson,
yep,
waits till the very last minute to steal your signs. So it doesn't matter if you know what we're going to do or not, because we're just going to steal your signs.
Yeah.
So that's
true.
You know, you can't have it both ways,
yep,
opponents of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you take our playbook, take our defensive playbook, because all we do is we wait till we see what you're going to do,
yes,
which is true. I mean, stealing signs aside, even if we don't steal, even if Clemson doesn't steal signs, they wait till the very last minute. I mean, ESPN said this many times. Brent Venables waits till the very, very last minute. But at the end of the day, what does he really do? He blitzes you. I call him Blitz Venables, not Brent Venables.
Yeah.
His mom missed his name. It should be Blitz Venables.
Yep.
And, you know, he's going to go at you with, you know, James Skalski, going to ram somebody. He's going to try to get more than the people you're blocking. Again, you know, he's going to try to send more than are being blocked, right? And so you already kind of know what Clemson's going to do on defense. So I don't really know. I mean, they're going to play man on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to leave them on the island. They're going to give up big plays. Hey, he talked about Washington. I've been saying this for weeks. We need to be scared of him because I have nightmares of O.J. Howard.
Yes. Right?
So I still have nightmares. The tight end is not something that Clemson is good at keeping up with. Ohio State, case in point, ran all over Spectre
mm-hmm.
with the tight end. Guess what? It worked like magic. I mean, it was like you couldn't predict it, right? Yes, but you could predict it because you knew it was going to happen if you're a Clemson fan. So, and I would agree too, man. They have Demetrius Robertson, Arian Smith, Jack Saint. I mean, they're all like 90. We're talking about ranking ratings.
Yeah.
95, 96, 97, five star.
Of course. You know,
Georgia on paper, you know, is unmatched as far as recruiting goes. We know that. But can they put it together? This is the year of all years they should be able to put it together because they're not going to have much time left with Dan Lanning, a defensive coordinator. So I feel like they need to put it together. If I was a Georgia fan, you got to put it together this year. Your schedule looks great. You just beat Clemson, and you're pretty much solid, I think, until you get to the SEC championship game.
They don't have much of anything. And I spent almost 18 years down in Atlanta before I moved up here about three and a half years ago. So I have a lot of friends that are Georgia fans, know that team well, listen to sports talk in Atlanta for better part of 20 years, and it was all about it's Georgia's year, right? Every year and year out. But I think, and I talked a little bit about this when you and I were on together with Walt, Kirby isn't on the hot seat, but a lot of Georgia fans feel like it's Mark Richt 2.0. And you see all these, the records are very similar, the number of, you know, conference titles, it's almost identical what's happened so far. And this was the part in the Mark Richt era where the fans started to turn on him a little bit, where it's, look, you've accomplished everything you need to accomplish. You need to win a national title now. You have to do it. And Kirby needs to make the playoffs this year. Or it's really one of the same. He needs to win the SEC and make the playoffs this year, or he needs to go undefeated, lose in the SEC championship game, and be one of two SEC teams in the playoffs. He really needs to get in there, or the temperature on him is going to go up significantly because the fan base is not happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the offense. They're winning the recruiting, you know, national championship every year, but they're dumping a game every year that they should. Mm-hmm. They're getting blown out sometimes in games that they shouldn't be. This is important for Georgia fans this year. And I wanted to ask Georgia Jeff that, but he jumped back off the air and did that. I think it's important. And again, I'm not saying that Kirby Smart's going to get fired or the fan base is going to turn on him, but it's important for them to take that next step this year and a lot of pressure on him. I'm a little worried about the game. He said there's not one Tiger fan out there that has said that they're worried. I'll go on record and say this is going to be a rock fight. And first game of the season, you don't really always know what you're going to get. Right? I mean, it's
you never know.
DJ Uiagalelei, he played, you know, under the very bright lights and played very well when he did. But you're going to have new people out there, new skill position. There's no Travis Etienne in the backfield, in the offensive line. I mean, Georgia's got some big boys and can push you around with their offensive line and their defensive line, even if it's not as good as it's normally been. You know, you're not playing Wake Forest. Right? From a physical perspective, this could be a pretty even match. So I'm not counting this one as a definite win. I do think Clemson will win, but yeah, I'm a little worried about it.
I mean, it's already being billed as the biggest non-conference game of the season, and it's the first game
They'll
of
both
the
be
season.
Top five. Clemson will be two, and Georgia will be five or something like that. It'll be huge.
So it is a huge game. I mean, and you've got, I mean, on the Georgia side, they have players all over the place,
mm-hmm.
on every single position. And we're talking about what they lost in the NFL. Well, you know, they still got Dean. They still got Smith, five-star. Adam Anderson, five-star. Walker, five-star. Ringo. Kylie Ringo, guy Clemson went after,
yep.
five-star. He mentioned Smith from West Virginia, and he's, I mean, is he better than Speed or Smith, Cine or whoever else is. I don't know. I don't know if he's better or improves.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it provides depth there.
Yep.
And you're not going to have a problem on their defense. I don't think there's any problem on their defense. Now, from
secondary's still a question mark, but again, they're always going to be good on D.
You know, I mean, and Walt even mentioned this when the NFL draft was coming about those cornerbacks that left, is that they really were more of measurement stars. They were really more of pro day stars.
Yeah.
They were really, you know, fast guys, could run, but they weren't necessarily the best in pads.
Agreed.
And so what do they have this year? Who knows? It could be an upgrade. But, I mean, as far as talent goes, I mean, Clemson is behind Georgia as far as, like, overall talent. I mean, it's just that's a fact. But the difference is going into that game, who can put it together? We've seen Kirby Smart basically crumble and do bad decisions
yes.
in tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Dabo Swinney beat a coach that every other person that has been mentored by him cannot beat.
Right.
So, you know, Dabo Swinney has gotten over the hump of beating Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah.
And has done it twice. So it's something that Dabo doesn't have to worry about. And maybe that's the thing. We're sitting here as fans talking about this. Does it creep into the locker room?
Could.
Do the Georgia players say, you know, we are that team that just can't ever get over the hump?
Maybe. You know?
And Clemson on the other end, always, every single year, finds a way to be the underdog. You know, they probably are going to be the favorite. I think they're +6 or -6 right now. In early betting odds,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to find a way. You know, Dabo Swinney's so great at that. They're going to find a way.
He'll find
to
his
say,
motivation.
You know what? They're doubting you. Guess what? Kirby Smart's trashing us on the recruiting trail. Mm-hmm. It's time to put it to them.
Yep.
And man, I just got chills, man. I just got chills.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, we got just about a minute, Morgan. Tell everybody where they could find you on social media.
Yeah, so it's myself, Big Al, Alan Adams, Houston Burnett. We do it every single week. We have new exclusive Clemson content that comes out over on our YouTube channel at The Morgan Thomas Show. And if you just Google any of these big-time recruits Clemson's going after, you should be able to find us. But again, The Morgan Thomas Show on YouTube is the easiest way. Just follow us there.
Wonderful stuff, man. Thanks for making the drive down from Greenville. Those 2 hours went by in a blur, and I learned something about wrestling. A&W Root Beer Wrestling is what I'm going to call. I know. I'm just going to call that just to bother you going forward. And I hope you have wonderful holiday weekend and a great trip to the beach next week. Ramona, always have so much fun working with you. Thank you so much again for today.
Thank you.
Of course, we learned a lot about mayonnaise and tartar sauce and all kinds of stuff earlier in the show. Hey, Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I meant to say this each day this week. Thank you for all the veterans out there, the people that are serving right now, what you mean to this country, what you mean to these people locally, and what you mean to me personally. It means a lot. So hopefully everyone, when they get to their extended holiday weekend on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, will take some time to think about what that day truly means for everyone. All right, folks, I really appreciate you hanging out with me so far this week, filling in for Walt Eptula. He will be back next Tuesday, June 1st. It's going to be June next Tuesday, which is absolutely unbelievable. Been having fun so far this week here. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am Mark Childress, filling in for Walt Deptula, and this is Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.